Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Hour 3 of In This League. If you missed any of it, go back and listen on demand. What's your problem? I know most of you listen podcast-wise anyways, but make sure you're listening to all 3 hours. If you happen to be listening on the radio, you can catch the podcast, just any podcast place. It could be Spotify, iHeart, anywhere. You just type in This League, and you will see the radio show version. We need to get new artwork for that one, by the way. I'm going to hit them up.
Yeah, hit them up.
I made that horrible artwork we have up there. We need something new, something fresh for the radio show.
So apparently, the Welsh, IRL. It's an American Pie marathon on Showtime right now. And it's the part in American Pie 2 where Jim glues himself to himself.
Okay. You know what? You just reminded me of something. I have a 4-month free run of Showtime. This is the bit I did the other day. And
This is why you're getting all the Shameless in right now.
Yeah. Well, no, I've just been, it's on Netflix, so I can watch the entire thing. But you're right. I can catch up. But no, here's the thing. This is these tactics. So I looked at my bill because you know how like DirecTV or whatever, you know, you guys have, it's all the same where they give you some promotion. Well, I shouldn't say that because we have this company called Cox, which is probably similar to Comcast where they don't give you any discounts. They actually hate you. They could care less about your business. If you died, you could be dying on the phone and they would hang up on you. They don't care. They don't care. But the satellite companies, they do care, and they'll start you. Those are the companies that'll start you with like a $50 promotion to start whatever. And then, you know, I call, I get a discount, and then it ends. So my bill went from, you know, I don't know, like $90 to like $140. And I'm like, it's ridiculous. We barely even watch it. I mean, it's our house is Netflix. It's sports is about it in the Disney Channel. Otherwise, the kids are watching Netflix. I don't have time to watch anything outside of late at night. So I call it. I do the bit where I'm like, all right, I'm going to need to get a discount or I'm going to cancel this because I don't really need it. And the first person's like, well, I don't see any discounts currently. If you want to get this service, I'm like, I don't want anything. And they're like, well, let me get you to one of our specialists. And that was their first trick. And I was like, okay. And they're like, our customer service specialist, they might be able to find you a deal. And I was like,
Reddit exposed DirecTV. Like they have a number in the bottom right hand corner.
Well, here, yeah, let me tell the story then throw that in here because this is kind of where I'm going with this is where so she's like, let me get you one of our specialists who can help you with these type of our loyalty specialists. That's what it was, and I was like,
loyalty specialist.
So at first I was like, oh, well, yeah, send me to the loyalty specialist. Yeah. So then the guy comes on, and let's skip some of the details, but the guy comes on and he's like, all right. So what's the deal? Yeah, no, what? And I'm like, all right, so here's the deal. I need to get a discount. I'm going to cancel this thing because it's just too much. And he's like, all right, buddy, how much did it go up? How much do you need to save? And I said, well, I'd like to save more than I was getting, but it just went up by $40. So I need that at least back. And he's like, hold on one second. And I'm like, this guy means business. He comes back and he goes, All right,
buddy.
I got you $60 off. And I was like, Oh, and he's like,
for 2 months?
No. He's like, this is for a full year. I got you $60 off. And he's like, and I got you 4 months of Showtime and it's called a rollover. He's like, so you don't need to call and cancel. It's just 4 months free. And then they don't charge you for it. He's like, that's what the special thing is. He's like, I got your back. And I was like, this guy really likes me.
I love this guy.
This guy's great. And I was just mesmerized. And I'm like, you're amazing. And I'm thinking all this stuff. And then when I got off the phone and I had a little time to like comprehend, I was like, I got duped. I'm a waterhead idiot. I got duped. This guy made me feel so special. I felt so smart. You know what I did when I hung up the phone? What do you think I did when I hung up the phone?
I went and bragged to your wife. About
I walked in my house and I said, honey, guess what I just did? I just got us $60 off our bill. And guess what?
Would you tell her?
They were impressed. She was because I needed a validation. And she was impressed. She was like, oh, you're a man. And I'm like, I am a man. I'm all man.
You told the one person that can go, oh, well, now we can take that $60 and put it towards whatever in the world. Why would you do that?
I know. Well, because I was mesmerized.
Your coworkers or something.
I was mesmerized. I couldn't because I was out in the patio.
You're all that is man.
I walked in and I puffed my chest and I was like, hey, woman, guess what I did? I just got a 60.
I she was like, savings.
Oh. It was amazing. And then, but like I said, after I had time, I realized I was like, I just got duped. These guys, this is a plan the whole time. They're going to lower my expectations, make me feel bad. Maybe they'll get away with me just getting off the phone and not giving a discount. Then they'll send me to the guy and the guy gets all personal. Hey, what do you need, buddy? And
who's
then
your favorite team.
Yeah, they didn't. If I were doing the NFL season, he'd be like, what's your favorite team, bro? And I'd be like, don't do that. But so he
last
buttered
time
me up.
I heard that. I just did this. Ugh.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I was like, please don't. And he buttered me up. I mean, he teed me up and he hit that drive. He hit that 300 yards. He had me going. But I realized what an idiot I am. And this probably goes in line with your Reddit thread. Idiots like me.
I mean, the Reddit thread is so easy. Basically, what it is it's there's a number in the bottom right hand corner that says how much they are allowed to give you in a discount or what type of discount they can give you. And I was pissed off one time. I haven't done this since because I feel like I shot my shot and I got it and it's probably over with now.
I don't think so. Like, I've gotten two discounts now.
But I called and I said, how much does it say in that bottom right hand corner you can get?
Oh, you did that? You tested them.
Oh, and he goes, $65 a month. I'm like, that's what I want. And he's like, all right, I don't know who told you about that. He's like, do you know someone who works here? I'm like, yeah, kinda.
Yeah.
And that was it. Reddit. Like I feel like that will never work again in a million years.
All right. Well, here. It just worked recently. So what happened was the Cleveland Browns contacted the New York Giants and they said, what's that number in the bottom corner? And they said,
a first and a third
and a loser safety. And they're like, I want that. I want that for OBJ. And they said, okay, it's done. And then the Cleveland Browns made the Giants feel so good. The Giants, they felt like me when they got off that call. They, you know what they did? They puffed up their chest. They opened the door. Hey, honey, guess what I just got? And they were so excited. And then it hit the interwebs and they realized that they were duped. They were duped giving up their best player for a couple picks. And they look like dummies.
Have you seen RotoWear? RotoWear puts out too many shirts, I feel like sometimes. Agreed. Like they put out great shirts, but they did a Gettleman one that's had like a bunch of crosses out until it said get a plan.
That's pretty funny. I mean, they shoot one. Their shot and they make it more often than they don't.
I think the last one I was like, was there like, it's still the DL to me. I was like, nobody cares about this.
No. But I see their shirts out in places.
They also had like a link one. It was like, the path ahead is treacherous. Take these. And it was like a little 8-bit Baker Mayfield and then 8-bit Jarvis Landry and Joku Chubb.
Oh, OBJ. Yeah, I saw that, and it had Dorsey below. Dorsey was, like, being the wizard. Yeah, that was a pretty creative shirt. I mean, millennials aren't going to understand.
But. The best one is, it's, like, the state of Ohio, and it says O-H-O-B-J.
I saw that one. I saw a couple people be like, oh, you should rethink the design of the shirt, and I want to be like, hey, idiot, nah. They thought it perfectly through.
Yeah, yeah, no, I think there's more than enough thought. Yeah. So I think
OH and then BJ and there's
BJ.
They thought about it completely, my friend. You don't need to warn them. They're smart guys over there. They figure it out. But
don't need to fix perfect.
No, so, but we talked a little bit about this on what is this I'm looking at right now? Sorry, I got a TV on. does Taco Bell, what are the steak rattlesnake fries? Have you seen those?
Yeah, you know, I've seen that commercial a million times, but you know what I won't do? Eat those.
They're essentially like the Nacho Bell Grande, but with the fries instead of chips and steak and cheese.
No, thanks.
You should let's get it.
Who's going to Mexican food places for fries?
Well, they're nacho fries, Bogman. They're not just fries.
Nacho fries.
Who's going to burger places for tacos?
Excuse me. Well, Jack in the Box. A bunch of people order tacos from Jack in the Box all the time.
Well, yeah. What are those people?
But and I'm white.
People want Granky's autograph. Yeah, taco and a burger.
It's the same people.
Place.
That's what it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had no idea.
Will you get
but
the?
I've been educated.
We're going to an event tomorrow together. That's where we'll do our doodles in our book that we'll give to somebody. Will you eat the rattlesnake fries?
No.
Let's go Taco Bell.
You buy them. I will not give Taco Bell my money.
I might buy them. It might be worth
yeah. it. Yeah. Well, that's an easy out for me. Hey, Welsh, will you buy them? Nah. Yeah.
I might buy them. It might be, you know what? Worth the content. Might be worth the content. But OBJ to the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns are now the big dog in town. We briefly talked about this on the Fantasy Black Book. We did a kind of a edition of the offseason, but we were focused on so many acquisitions. I don't feel like we gave it enough time. The Odell trade itself. For a minute, let's talk about fantasy, because I think everybody gets really excited about Baker Mayfield, of course, as they should. I think Baker is going to push the line between probably 8 and 5 at quarterback this year. He probably won't be drafted there, but I think a perceived return. So this is a good spot for him. Is this, from a fantasy perspective, a super positive spot for Odell Beckham? Because I don't feel like we really focused on that. You've got Jarvis Landry there. You've got Njoku. They've still got Duke Johnson. They've got Chubb. And at some point, Kareem Hunt's going to be there. And
Eight games. That came down yesterday,
too. Oh, is that official? I didn't see it.
Official. 8 games.
Really? You thought it was going to be 12.
I thought it was going to be at least 12, but it turns out it's going to be 8.
Is he going to try to, like, get it reduced?
I don't know.
Like 6 or something? Because he's doing all these like classes now.
Yeah, I mean, I think when they gave you 8 and most people expected 12 or more than that, I think he's just going to stick with it. But now, I mean, the Chiefs cut Kareem Hunt immediately.
What are they going to do about Tyreek?
What are they going to do about Tyreek Hill? We can get to that in a little bit.
Yeah, let's talk about that in the next segment here, because that's going to be a whole thing. But Odell Beckham, so I feel like, everybody likes the situation, but this isn't the same. He's the featured guy. I'm not trying to take that away, but you've got Jarvis, you've got him, you've got Njoku. And I know you could look and say, okay, well, Shepard and Ingram, that was kind of that. And they, you know, had Saquon, but I don't know, man, like Duke kind of plays that wide receiver version. They're going to sign another guy to come in. I just don't know. Does
Landry's
Odell keep his value?
Landry is a perfect two.
But is Odell still, does he maintain his fantasy value?
He's going to be better than he was last year. Last year, he only wound up playing 12 games, 77 catches, 1,052 yards, and 6 scores. But remember, like at the end of the year, Eli didn't want to throw the ball further than 5 yards down the field. It was a lot of dumb passes to Saquon, a lot of short routes to Evan Ingram, you know, or short routes to Odell. He didn't take too many of those shots downfield. You know, Baker Mayfield is young enough to do that stuff. He has the balls to throw the ball downfield. And
so
do you think
his value's up?
I think his value goes up a little.
Really?
He's not going to face double coverage. Maybe he will, but that means Njoku's going to have an easy matchup over the middle. Jarvis Landry's going to get one-on-ones, and it's going to be Nick Chubb versus linebackers.
But see, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I'm not saying, like, Odell's going to be great. Odell is a wide receiver
the
one.
Games where it's like, 3 catches for 40 yards, which sucks. He'll have 2 or 3 of those, but I think he'll also have those huge explosive games, the 7 for 166 and a score.
Odell Beckham with the Browns next season for you in fantasy, or Antonio Brown with the Raiders? If we did a football book, this would be one of the debates.
This would be a good one, because Antonio Brown and Derek Carr are already like working together.
Yeah, they're buddy buddy. Ooh, and they cut my guy Jordy Nelson.
Mm. Yeah, I'm looking at OBJ, and he had some huge games last year. Game 1 was 11 for 111. He had a 9 for 109. 8 for 131, and then an 8 for 143 in a score, and an 8 for 136. But his last couple games here, 4 for 73, 4 for 74, 5 for 85, 3 for 35.
This context is not great, but has there been a, was there a Browns receiver last year that ever caught 8 balls in a game?
I'm sure Jarvis did, 100%.
Okay. All right, I guess I feel. Well, what was your answer, by the way? You didn't answer.
sneaky.
Tried to get out of that.
I'm still probably taking AB.
Still?
Yeah, he's still really good.
John Gruden, angry face.
I mean, Derek Carr doesn't want to throw the ball, you know, more than 10 yards down the field, but I think if they're buddy-buddy, AB's got to, you know, he's got to talk him into doing it.
I mean, they'll do it a couple times. I'm not sure AB is that far off from having this a couple duds as well and big games. I don't want to shade, because I personally like Odell. I don't want to shade on the possibilities, but it is one of those spots where I look at the Browns and I see a lot of cooks in the kitchen, and I don't see an offense that's built like the Falcons. You know what I mean? Or the Packers. You know, the Packers can feed a lot of guys because it's an explosive offense. I'm just not sure the Browns are built that way yet, but it could have been personnel. So it could be unwarranted. I just wonder if, you know, we've talked about this almost ad nauseum in this offseason, where the first round in fantasy next year is predominantly going to be running backs. You'll probably see DeAndre Hopkins slip in there. You know, maybe you'll have one other guy. But the second round is going to be the secondary running backs. The wheel will probably be, you know, somebody taking one of the few best running backs left. And then you're going to have just a slew of like Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham, Julio Jones, all these guys in the second. And I just wonder if Odell is still in that tier, or does he, like Odell versus Adam Thielen, you know, does he still belong in that same spectrum? That's where
I think he absolutely does. I will absolutely be putting him in that grouping, in that tier, 100%. He got such a better pass thrower at this point in his career in Baker than he had in Eli in New York. So
yeah,
and I think he's got to go up there.
It's purely about him. I think the Browns are going to be something this year. I think Jarvis is going to be solid. I think his value goes down a little bit, of course, but we'll talk more about that. We'll talk about the Tyreek Hill situation. So don't go anywhere in this league. We'll be back.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99, or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering
and smoking
in this league.
Break it down.
You can check all of our stuff out over on Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army. The ITL Army, the support system for In This League. We're an independent venture, even though we're part of FNTSY. In This League is still completely independent, as in Bogman and myself. It's really funny. I was talking with someone over at The Athletic the other day. They had invited us to a league. Yeah. And
no big deal.
We got some friends over there. And they're asking us, they wanted Bogman and I to be in this kind of like a staff league. And we're like, oh, great. But Arizona is super like oppressive and, you know, doesn't allow you to do anything nice. And we couldn't do it. And I was like, oh, this is lame. And they had joked. They're like, oh, man, get an intern to do it. And I was like, let me explain. The closest thing to an intern I have is Bogman. And Bogman's closest intern is me. That doesn't happen in this league. In this league,
realistically,
is just us.
Captain is the closest thing to
your
an
cat.
That we have.
You're absolutely right. You are absolutely
more
captain.
Appearances on the show because he just gets in my face and screams half the time.
You're totally right. You're totally right. Closest thing we have an intern.
Captain the intern.
Right. I laughed so hard at the thought of it because we are independent. It is just us. We churn out content, I think, at an extremely high degree.
We're like that. You remember the car for Ricky Bobby in Talladega Nights when he has no sponsors and it's just a cougar and it says me?
That's us.
That's us.
That's totally us. That's 100% us. But we turn out content left and right. And over on Patreon, it's a way that you can support, but we give a whole bunch of stuff. We've got GroupMe rooms. We do comedy secret shows. We got one that's coming up here shortly. Our ranks, whether it's prospect, you have got NFL draft prospect.
I'm going to have to do it at some point, the Welsh. So it's coming out soon.
Yeah,
so.
You've been working. You're almost done, aren't you?
I'm almost done. I've been working real hard on it. You know, the last couple seasons when I've been doing it, we didn't have the Black Book show either. So yeah. It's just I didn't realize with the book and the craziness and the being sick and all, I just got behind.
With
so,
the pudding pops.
Very soon. With the pudding pops and the excuses.
I get it. And we got lots of excuses. But we've got ranks, prospect for baseball, prospects for football, secret shows. I think we provide an immense amount of stuff. We do chats and stuff like that. And we're trying to work on new content, hopefully a Twitch down the line and all that stuff. But the best way that we can grow and do any of it is supporting us on Patreon. So if that's your dig, that's your bagmen, then check us out, patreon.com/ITL Army. We would love to have you, and we would be deeply, deeply appreciative. How in God's name do we talk about Tyreek Hill? Let's talk about the fantasy perspective, Bogman. Let's not talk about any of the issues because it's a slip. I mean, outside of like you've been kind of hitting this for a long time. Ooh, yeah.
Whoa. What are you saying about me, the Welsh?
You have been hitting this point home for a long time about Tyreek Hill's issues.
Man. Well, he slipped in the draft because I'm not going to sugarcoat it. He beat his pregnant wife and punched her in the stomach.
Yeah.
You gross. Know, like he's a scumbag. You know, he's a great athlete. You watch him play. He's amazing.
Oh, he was Kansas City's. I mean, he was everything to Kansas City before Mahomes became, you know, the one and only. But I remember when the Kareem Hunt stuff happened, you were like, man, Tyreek Hill, it's one thing away. Look at all the stuff that's going on with him. And what are the allegations right now? He's under investigation for domestic abuse.
Right.
What?
Hitting his child.
Oh, so. Like an Adrian Peterson situation?
Yeah, but like the kid wound up with a broken arm. It wasn't switches.
Oh, my
with
God. I didn't even see that. Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've read so far. I don't know.
What a the POS.
Truth. I know. So
I might lose $100 just to get it out.
Right. This guy, like, he's had problems in the past. Like, and the whole thing, like, I think the thing that got him over in the NFL was, number one, his issues happened in college. He wasn't getting paid yet and all that stuff. I'm not giving an excuse for him. There is no excuse for this. I'm saying that's why the NFL didn't suspend him. Because of that.
Cops investigating Tyreek Hill for allegedly breaking 3-year-old son's arm.
3-year-old. Like, what was he trying to do? Drag him up the stairs or something? And it got out of hand.
This is a Deadspin article. According to multiple sources, Chiefs, God, I don't want to sign up for your effing newsletter. Tyreek Hill is under investigation for battery by Overland Park Police. County District Attorneys after Hill's fiance, Crystal Espanol, I don't know, filed multiple police reports listing their 3-year-old son as the victim. Hill has not been charged with the crime. Yeah, KCTV obtained copies of a police report filed by her on March 5th claiming child abuse neglect, and another filed on March 14th for alleged battery against a juvenile. Hill's name is not on the second report, though it was filed by her. Further reported on March 14th, battery involved the couple's son, and it resulted in a broken arm. Is there anything else? I mean, this is disgusting.
Yeah. So what did the Chiefs do with him? Like, they immediately cut Kareem Hunt, but they covered their ass in any future endeavors of this nature because they said they cut Kareem Hunt because he lied. So
good point. And
can you keep Tyreek Hill around when this, I mean, you know, what it seems like what Kareem Hunt did was a minor compared to the, it wasn't, it's not minor at all, you know, comparatively, this is horrific.
Well, it's horrific. A 3-year-old. I mean, it's, I don't know. I mean, you can't wait any of that stuff, of course, but
right.
As a father who has a 6-year-old and an almost 3-year-old girl, I can't picture it. It's not something I can comprehend. I can't comprehend that. I don't know what does that get to. I can comprehend like an accident or like roughhousing and something happens. That's not the case. This is a police report filed.
And we don't have all the details. That could have been it. And he could have, you know, this woman could be vindictive. I have no idea. Like, I just we don't know enough yet.
Well, here's,
and that's why the NFL puts out the statements that they're looking into things. Sure. You know what I mean?
But here's the ultimate problem.
Ruben Foster's a POS.
He's a POS. But. Screw Ruben Foster. But here's ultimately a bigger problem. How do you come back from it? How do you can't maintain it. Let's just, for argument's sake here, this is all alleged. Let's, for argument's sake here for a minute, say that investigation comes out. The claims are true that there, whatever the altercation was, resulted in the kid's arm being broken from child abuse. And let's say those are all true.
Go you play in the XFL.
He's done. You can't suspend him and bring him back. Who would welcome him back? You're not going to, I don't know, man. I mean, maybe I shouldn't say that because Michael Vick murdered dogs and people love to forget that. People love to celebrate him now. He hung dogs up, murdered.
Drowned them in buckets.
30, 40, 50, and laughed about it, bet on them, had a dog.
Him.
Yeah.
Right.
A horrible thing. It was
psycho stuff that he did. And people say Mike Vick did his time. That's fine. Yeah. Like in society, and as far as our laws go, he is forgiven. But it doesn't mean that people have to forgive him.
Which people have, because people are the worst. Because people are the worst, and they do.
I was disgusted when the Steelers signed him. I have nothing. I want nothing to do with that. Yeah. But
how do you come back from this? Kansas City,
they got to
cut him. They got to cut him.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know how this is going to work because we've seen domestic violence, but the biggest thing that we had was the switches with –
wasn't
Peterson.
That a season?
Didn't Peterson get a year for
that?
Yeah,
he got a season. He got a season.
Yeah.
So here's...
And that didn't have a broken arm or anything. No. I mean, it had nasty cuts.
Yeah.
But this is,
okay,
this
so
is
now
too much.
Let's take the secondary counter. So mine was saying that all of this holds true. You know, the police report. Now, let's say, for whatever the reason could be, there is a track record of reports being filed and then certain parties backing down on those, right, for whatever those reasons you can figure out.
Well, the NFL has proven that they don't care about that. Like, the NFL has their own investigation process.
No.
That's what happened with Zeke, and that's what every Cowboy fan will tell you.
But I'm not,
six games.
But I'm not talking about that. I'm not, suspension is coming here. Suspension is coming no matter what. I'm not talking about that because I don't care about that at this point. What I'm talking about is the Chiefs and Tyreek Hill saving face. The only way to save face is if miraculously the charges are in some capacity unfounded, or like we talked about before, maybe when they look into it, he got worked up and there was an accident. Okay.
Right.
And it doesn't make it wrong or right. And there's still a suspension coming too. But what I'm getting at here is if there is something to that capacity where somehow now Tyreek Hill, for whatever reason, someone's backtracked on some story, now is saving face so he can save a career, then is that a situation where if it's being pushed out like, hey, I made a mistake, but what happened was an accident, you know, how he broke his arm, but, you know, I screwed up in the other stuff. Does that save face where the Chiefs keep him? Because we have this team literally has the last example of this situation. Is that enough for them to keep him? Because I say, I don't know how he stays.
And how far does this trickle afterward too? Like, will they take a risk on a player with background problems at all ever again? Because he just cut Kareem Hunt. If they have to wind up doing the same thing with Hill, or he's suspended for 2 years, you know, or whatever it could be, even just a full season, you know, do they even risk taking a player with any type of background issue again,
Honey Badger? Are they just signed college, but nothing in the NFL.
He didn't have domestic stuff.
No. I wasn't saying that.
He had drug stuff, right?
I'm just saying stuff. You're saying stuff in general.
Any character flaw, right?
Yeah, any character. And look at this, by the way. You have the Tyreek Hill situation. I think Tyrann Mathieu is actually exemplary.
Put that in the book.
He's a
celebratory.
I appreciate him. He's kind of taken some of the Brandon Marshall attacking mental health. He's pretty open about stuff.
He did the example of leaving your animal in the car.
Yeah.
Summer.
So I don't want to talk. I'm not trying to talk bad about him, even though there were college issues. But I'm making a little point here.
Right.
You take on signing him and the Tyreek Hill situation, and then they just cut Eric Berry.
Right. Yeah. Who's consistently. Hasn't he been nominated for Walter Payton?
Battled cancer. Also battled cancer and came back.
Just a great dude. So
it's a bad look for Kansas City is going to be on the, under the freaking microscope. I just don't see how he comes back from this. I mean, I got hit. I'm not trying to, it sounds crude going into the fantasy perspective of it, but like I got hit in a keeper league with a Kareem Hunt stuff.
Stop saying you got hit, by the way.
Oh, sorry. I got, I don't know. I don't know what other word to use. I'm not trying to have that, but what I'm saying is
this happened to me.
I was affected in the Kareem Hunt stuff. I don't have anything with Tyreek Hill. I have no, and what is insane about this is literally a couple weeks ago, might have even been recent. It might have actually been the last episode of Black Book. I don't know. We were talking and we were kind of having a wide receiver debate on where they go. And Tyreek Hill, because of the year he had, was thrown into that debate of like, hey, Tyreek Hill or OBJ. He was in that same camp of being a no doubt second round pick and might go over some established names. Gone.
How much does... and listen to the offense now. Like Tyreek Hill gets suspended for the year. Let's say that happens.
How does that now not you've happen got, at this point?
Carlos Hyde is your starting running back. They just signed him. And then you have Sammy Watkins and DeMarcus Robinson and Gary Dieter. They also have Sammy Coates and Marcus Kemp from Hawaii. So they're going to be drafting themselves some wide receivers for sure. I mean, they still got Kelsey, who's a huge weapon. But it's Kelsey and Hyde, nobody.
There's no way he walks out of this without a massive suspension, right?
I mean,
unless it's all fake. That's what they're going to investigate.
Unless it's all fake. Like, even an accident is half a year, I think, you know.
But it's going to be gross. The whole situation is so gross. I'm so utterly sick of seeing this. Sometimes sports
it sucks that we have to keep talking about this crap.
But you know what?
It's
like,
terrible.
Overall, I feel like we just go from one thing to the other. It's an infection of bad sports talk. You go from, like, you know, this horrible thing that this person did. Then you go to the horrible thing that this league is doing. Then you go to the horrible contracts that this person not signing. And then you come back to this horrible person did this horrible thing. And it's just
it felt like, I think last year's offseason, wasn't last year's offseason more of J.J. Watt, you know, helping out the city of Houston? Maybe it was 2 years ago. We had less of this stuff. It kind of seemed like it was clearing up
a little bit.
And it's just reared its nasty head back up again last season and now in this offseason.
So. Yeah. And it's a big, big name. And we'll get news soon. Are you affected at all? We've talked about this before. This is like a little thing. Let's say this is somewhere in the middle again. So like he did something. Maybe, you know, what he did, and this is all hypotheticals, what he did was a bad thing, but the end result was kind of an accident, and the Chiefs don't cut him. They say, hey, you know, he recognized, blah, 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 blah. Let's say he's suspended for a year or something like that. Let's just go under those guides here for a second. Are you even okay with, like, are you going to do a moral clause with a guy like Tyreek Hill? Very little does that come into play, but there are some people that play the moral clause of some players.
And I don't blame anyone for doing that because it's like
you do it
if you are truly disgusted by a player, who do you say
with Braun? You have a moral clause with Braun. It's different. I'm saying any type of moral. Your moral clause is he's a fat cheater.
Yeah. Ryan Braun was personal against the Diamondbacks. That stuff. I just don't want to root for the guy. You know, it's tough to put yourself in that situation. So I don't mind anyone doing that. I don't know if I have that too much. This is definitely one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Roberto Ozuna. Roberto Ozuna, closer now for the Astros. You know, he was in a domestic violence situation that he was dealing with. And like, he just didn't pitch for a long time. The team kept pressing it. And then as soon as he was like ready to come back, boom, they traded him. They got him out of there and he wasn't dealt with. But like, that's not a conversation. You know, I know there's some people out there, but that's not a conversation. The moral clause isn't out there. This one seems really in your face. This is Kareem Hunt's going to kind of have that for some people, but he's definitely going on the road to redemption.
Don't you feel like everyone who is a parent would not want to take this guy?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't, you know me. like I fantasy separate to the whole thing. I don't think Michael Vick was the one exception. Not that like when he came back, it was relevant or anything like that.
Right.
But like
terrible.
I usually don't get into that world. This was a little too dirty for me.
Yeah.
This is too dirty.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know how to say anything yet. And I want to hear more.
Yeah.
You know, obviously I want to see how this pans out and, you know, make sure that we're going through the right motions and everything.
Anyway, but, he doesn't get either. You know,
no, I don't see, you know, unless, like you said, it's all fake, but this has been, this is something that he's done in the past. So I despise the phrase where there's smoke, there's fire, but we've seen a fire before from this.
Yeah, unfortunate.
And now there's smoke.
Yeah, so. Unfortunately, that is true. All right, last segment coming up in this league. Let's not talk about that anymore. Let's talk about something better. We're going to finish up with some more free agency talk. We got to probably talk a little bit about Lev Bell, Antonio Brown, any of the other moves. My 49ers been doing some good stuff. And a lot of Kyler Murray stuff I've been hearing lately here locally in Arizona. So let's get into it. Last segment in this league coming up. Don't go anywhere.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
In this league,
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends is in the...
In this league.
In the dark.
What happened to that actress in Happy Gilmore? What was her name? Well, I don't remember her name. Like, did she ever do anything?
I'm going to IMDb.
I have to know. That's one of our favorite rejoins.
That one was Billy Madison, or no, it was Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, it was Happy Gilmore. Yeah, because they were in the ice arena, because he loved hockey, and
wasn't she Jack's wife?
You know what she reminds me of?
She's just Jack's wife in Lost, right? Wasn't that her?
No, I don't think so. She just reminds me of just like every 80s female actress, you know, the smoking hot actress that was in an 80s movie and never was heard of again.
That's her, yeah. Who? She was Jack's wife. Julie Bowen in Lost. You remember Jack's wife in Lost?
No.
And she's been in Modern Family.
Yeah she's aged well.
She has aged very well.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how some people, I mean, you could say this about men or women, but just we're looking at a picture of a woman, that how some women can just pull off short hair so magnificently.
Yeah. I'm in a weird state right now.
It's like in the opposite. It goes in the opposite where that, like, I think women would say it's amazing when a man can pull off the long hair so well. Like, it's kind of an opposite range. Julie Bowen, she works at short hair very well.
She was in ER from 98 to 99. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know anything. I didn't know she still existed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, she was.
She was in Horrible Bosses.
Yeah, she was so great in Lost. Like, you know, obviously she...
I don't remember one minute of her in Lost.
She was Jack's wife who divorced him. Remember she was the one in the car accident and he said, I'm going to fix you?
I got to rewatch Lost.
That's Julie Bowen.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And you're welcome.
Happy Gilmore. Yeah.
Yep.
There you go. Welcome back in this league. Learn something new. Julie Bowen, she was in that and she was in Lost and... She was in Wainy Days and
what is Wainy Days?
She was on Ed, the TV series, Dawson Creek.
She's in the 2019 TV series of DuckTales.
She obviously had a mid-90s run here where she did an episode of Party 5. Then she was on Happy Gilmore, Multiplicity, and Confessions of a Sleep Addict, and then An American Werewolf in Paris. So
was Multiplicity that Michael Keaton movie?
Yeah.
Where each copy of them got dumber.
90, yeah, exactly. 96, just like common nowadays. Just every year people get dumber. Twitter gets dumber every single year. It's Multiplicity. 96 was her year where she put in like three movies, three relatively good movies. And then she gone.
She gone.
What's the last thing she did?
I mean, hold on. That's Modern Family. Modern Family has run forever, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
She's been in 232 episodes of that, so I think she's doing fine.
Oh, man. I blow my mind. That's amazing. Yeah.
I have never watched Modern Family, but I hear it's hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't think it's available on anything. I know it's on Hulu, but it's like the last two seasons, and that's
Hulu.
It.
Who has Hulu?
I have Hulu.
Are you really?
Yeah, which means you have Hulu.
No, yeah, well, that's true. Do you actually watch it?
Yeah. Brooklyn Nine-Nine's on it. I tell you what, that Seth MacFarlane space show.
Oh, my God. You are
nobody. It's not that bad.
Nobody puts that show over like you. I have had no less than 12 conversations about Seth MacFarlane's show that we don't even know
what
it's called.
I'm sorry, you're the only person I talk to because it's you and Captain the Intern. Those are the people I talk to. So
you can't talk to your mom. She's out gambling. So you can't
She's out gambling, and I'm selling all of her stuff. When she goes to the casino, I'm going to sell all of her stuff.
Will you take a picture of it?
I'm just going to have a yard sale. I'm going to sell all
of it. You should do an online sale. Just like put it on Twitter and just be like, here's all the stuff. Bid.
I don't want people calling. I've had enough of online sales.
That's true.
That I'm not involved in.
You've already given out your phone number. You don't want addresses.
No, exactly.
It's the last thing you want on the planet. Kyler Murray. Let's talk about Kyler. Welcome back to this league, by the way. InThisLeague.com. Check us out. And on Twitter, @IsTheWelch, @BogmanSports. So I've been in a couple different spots where I have the worst phone in the world. And as I mentioned before, my phone, literally, I'm not even joking.
We're talking today.
My phone
shut off.
Yeah, it shut. Guess what? My phone is literally off right now on everything that is true and holy. 5 minutes ago, my phone just died. The battery died because I don't have it charged in. It doesn't. If I start the morning at 100, I'm probably done by 1 p.m. If I don't use it, if I go and do something 2 hours, it is done. It is a worthless piece of crap. So I've had multiple situations where my phone is just dead. So I have to listen to horrible AM talk radio or something like that. Awful. Or FM. I don't listen to FM radio, but like local sports radio. It's the worst. One thing they are so locked into right now out here in Arizona where we are is Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is the big talk, and they did a big push on how the Arizona Cardinals are so smart, having a great offseason. Everything is going swimmingly for them. They have all the cards in the play. And
oh, God. They have all the cards in the play.
Oh, they're doing everything. They're making all the great acquisitions. No one else is doing it. And they, I get what you're saying.
You suck.
But, yeah, you two suck. But what they've started to spill over, and I've said this for a while, is that the organizations, yes, they'll use radio to also put out a false narrative, but the false narrative doesn't make as much sense in Arizona. The false narrative you send out to guys like Ken Rosenthal, and you send out to Chris Mortensen, and you do to that. Locally is where you test the waters. You get people prepared for things. And all they do is continuously talk about Kyler Murray. So much so, it boiled over. They just signed Brent Huntley. And the speculation, and they also signed, Sweezy? Who's the J.R. Sweezy?
J.R. Sweezy, yeah, the guard.
Okay. Who,
Jordan Hicks?
And Jordan. Well, here's what they tried to do. They took both of those guys, Huntley and Sweezy, and they talked about a narrative, and Huntley wouldn't say anything, but they were kind of saying, oh, it's interesting, you might have a similar skill set of being able to move in the pocket like a Kyler Murray. And then they go on to talk to Sweezy about, interesting that you were an offensive lineman in a unit that worked with a smaller mobile quarterback, and Sweezy wouldn't give them anything. And he's like, I don't really know about that. So they're starting to piece everything together that you've got, a core offensive lineman that's worked in that type of an offense before. You've got a new back. Why would you bring in Brent Huntley? Why? Is it going to just be to back up Rosen? Maybe that's the case. But if you're going to draft, if you were to draft Kyler,
some
you
of
also
those quarterbacks that Larry Fitzgerald played with, he would have killed for Brent Huntley then.
That's true. That's very, very true. Oh, who is the big tall idiot?
John Skelton.
That is exactly who I was thinking of. John Skelton. Woof. But there's a lot of speculation, and Arizona is just pumping out Kyler Murray with the number one overall pick to the Arizona Cardinals. It seems like it is the thing. What say you?
I hope so. Like I said, I think I've said this like 3 weeks in a row now. I think if you are crazy enough to go and get a coach that got fired at Texas Tech for not performing well enough. He was going to a big school in USC to be the offensive coordinator. If you are ballsy enough to go hire that dude to be the head coach of your NFL franchise, let him go and do whatever he wants to do with the personnel. If he wants to go get Kyler Murray, you trade Rosen. I know you just drafted him last year, and it's a thing that most franchises don't do. But most franchises don't hire fired coaches from Texas Tech.
That's so true.
Go and let the guy do what he's going to do, and let him, you know, lead give him his best shot. And I think Kyler Murray gives him his best shot. I think Josh Rosen's probably a better quarterback. I would rather have him on my team, but my team isn't going to be running air raid.
Well, so speaking of which, another narrative that came out and info has come out about the Giants having interest in Rosen. The Giants had a first round grade apparently on Rosen coming out of the draft. Not saying they give up a first round pick, but they have now secretly acquired multiple top picks that they might be more flexible in moving a second round pick. So the Giants could come off as a win. Well, I think the Cardinals would.
And they've already said that they're not going to take Haskins.
And see, there you go. So what they could do is the Cardinals would see it as a huge win. They could sell to their audience if they got a second round or their people, if they could get a second round pick. The Giants could sell it to their guys saying, look, we don't have to take a quarterback. We got him with a second round pick and we had a first round grade on him. And then it would make all the sense in the world for them. And more so, it almost seemed like a tactical ploy by the Cardinals during Kyler Murray's stupid pro debut that, or his
pro day
that they didn't have anybody. They literally didn't bring anybody there. That's almost making a statement. And by the way, remember,
we're still out on him. We don't even want him.
Remember what I said about Kyler Murray is check out and see if they do another height test at the pro
I
debut.
I couldn't believe
the
that they just skipped it.
Yep. Didn't even do it.
You got to load up that X-Files music for the next time something like this happens.
Ah, yeah, that would have been a good. See, I told you, it is a total conspiracy about that. So the height thing is going out. So all those things in there, you know, bringing in personnel that maybe kind of makes sense to something like that. You know, interestingly enough, they also brought in Kevin White. But, you know, bringing in.
Well, Kevin White played at WVU under Dana Holgorsen. Spread offense.
You're bringing in personnel that have worked in situations like this in Sweezy. And I don't know, man. I think Brent Huntley is a good tutor behind him. And for him to bring, you know, come in with that contract, he might be enticed to come in and potentially maybe even get a start or two. I mean, maybe it's just picking out too many pieces. It kind of seems like Kyler Murray might be that lock number one.
I think he is.
The dream come true as a 49er fan who has the second overall pick.
Well, Nick Bosa banged up
until we take Quinn Williams. Yeah,
exactly. Well, Quinn and Williams might be better. He might be better for your defense, and he just might be safer. I don't know. You know, because Joey Bosa was hurt like most of the year last year, and Joey Bosa's been banged up. It could just be something in the water there and with the Bosa's. It could be. So,
hey, a little something in the water. Hey, what are you talking about here?
Oh, hey, yo.
Hey, you're gonna have a little brick shoes there in the water. There, you be careful with what you're saying.
But I hope I would love to see. Not only would I love to see Rosen get traded and have success. I don't know why Miami is just not offering. By the way, I just can't go without saying this. How the hell did they get someone to take Ryan Tannehill?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I saw that. I was coming
what
back from
Tennessee
the.
What is Tennessee doing?
I was coming back from the game, and I was just like, "What? What? Why would they? What? They're trading for Ryan Tannehill?
This Ryan Tannehill?
What are we talking about here? The Raiders should have traded for Tannehill. That would have been perfect."
Yeah. I don't know what is going on there, but the Raiders. This Ryan Tannehill
is our backup quarterback. This is great.
That could still happen.
They got rid of AJ McCarron.
Don't rule it out. No AJ McCarron. So I don't know, man. Like I think Kyler Murray goes number one, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see Cliff Kingsbury run this offense in Arizona and just see what it can do, because it's going to be pure college offense. Whether it's going to be like, why is it unsuccessful? Is it unsuccessful because of Kyler Murray? Is it unsuccessful because it's just not sustainable in the NFL?
If this
or Is it just he, you know, runs roughshod over everybody?
If this team could be really, if you think about, like, you build the right personnel for maybe a Cardinals spread type of offense. They've got David Johnson, which I feel like we forget about when we're talking about the Cardinals right now. You still got David Johnson. Larry's still there. They're like, I mean, it would be great if they could pull off a Brown situation where they could, you know, acquire another piece or two. But, I mean, they're a couple good offensive draft pieces away from being an explosively dangerous offense. If Kyler Murray, if Kyler Murray is any part of Baker Mayfield, you know, and lives up to, you know, lives up to the college hype, this is a whole nother thing. I just think that's big. That's more in question than it's ever been before. You know, Baker came in. It's ironic. Baker came in with all the stupid Johnny Manziel stuff attached to him, and Kyler Murray, you know, in some of the similar vein of, you know, quarterback stuff with them, just doesn't have, he just has all his own questions.
You know, Kyler Murray being successful, and I'm not going to sit here and root for an OU guy, right? But Kyler Murray being successful in the NFL opens up the quarterback position in the NFL.
Isn't it time for the NFL to adjust? Isn't it time for offenses to, isn't it like every 5 years it feels like that we have, you know, some new thing? If it's not the, what's the idiot who came to the 49ers, the Eagles, the offense?
Chip Kelly.
You get the Chip Kelly type of stuff. You get the, running backs lining up at court. But I'm just saying, like, offensive adjustments.
Trying new
offenses. You get the Chip Kelly stuff. You get the option quarterback or running back at quarterback stuff.
Look at what the Saints are doing with Taysom Hill.
Yeah, exactly. He's kind of like the super utility.
People think that
player.
Trace McSorley is going to wind up being that out of this quarterback class.
So. But that could be a thing. I mean, once you find success in one spot, teams are going to start to emulate it. Why not have, you know, some college based more spread offenses in the NFL? Why not? Just get the right person to do it. Guess what? Cliff Kingsbury? Probably the right guy to do it.
100%. He's absolutely the right guy to do it. I hope he goes for it. I hope he pushes all the chips in. On a scale of 1 to 10, how disappointed will you be if they don't take Kyler Murray and they take Nick Bosa 1, your team takes Queen and Williams? So not only do you not get your guy, but then we also don't get to see what is going on. I mean, I know you don't want success for the Cardinals because you're a Niners fan.
I hope they fail. I hope they take Kyler Murray, and Kyler Murray is Troy Smith.
But, I mean, just either way, whether it works or doesn't work, just seeing him try it.
Yeah, no, you know? The problem I would have anywhere else, and this is what would suck, is just, like, who else is going to get him successful? Who else is going to be able to put him in that situation? What happens with all the Raiders stuff, by the way? Remember how tied the Raiders? We had rumors of the Raiders being enamored with Kyler Murray. With all Antonio Brown and Derek Carr, I mean, with the Raiders, who else would get in on this? Who else would want Kyler Murray that could build an offense around this type of quarterback?
Wouldn't it be great if the Giants drafted him? Oh, God, there's such a steaming mess.
Could you imagine that pile of garbage? What I want is the 49ers at that point to trade off. I would want the 49ers to trade off at 2 to a team around 4, 5, or 6. I can't even think of who they are right now to come up and get Kyler Murray. But I just don't know a team that is better suited for his success than the Arizona Cardinals with Cliff Kingsbury.
I heard the Patriots kind of like him, you know, let him sit behind Brady
for
a little
years.
Bit for the next 16
He'll retire.
Years.
He'll retire before Kyler Murray will retire before Tom Brady.
How about the Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
I mean, they don't have a first round pick. You'd have to fall into the second, or they'd have to trade back in.
Yeah. It's not a horrible situation for him to sit.
Washington, Miami, like any of these teams that need a quarterback. So, Denver.
Yeah, maybe.
Denver seems to be in love with Drew Lock for whatever reason.
We'll have a lot of coverage. That's the thing. Tune into the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast. We got some football coming up here soon. Draft coverage. Bogman will have you. Plus, over on the Fantasy Black Book. Here's the deal. InThisLeague.com. That's where we get all the stuff. On Twitter, at Bogman Sports, at IsItTheWelsh. Keep along with us, and we'll get you hooked up. More Kyler Murray talk, more football talk, baseball, all of it at In This League. But thank you guys for tuning in. Have a great weekend. Bogman, Welsh, out.
See ya.